Thank you very much. Thank you, John. And thank you to all the panelists. Very, very interesting presentations. I have a slightly longish comment, but in there are a couple of questions. First of all, I would like to share this observation that this whole idea that verifiable containment and disposition of fissile material stocks is possible aligns very much with our thinking and our approach. And in that sense, we really welcome it. We welcome this study and any other efforts in this direction. It reaffirms and reinforces our view that the verification of the containment and disposition, et cetera, of existing stocks of fissile material it's possible, it is feasible, it is technically and economically viable, and not only politically desirable. More and more literature and research is coming out on this issue, and it is very heartening to note that UNIDIR is also working in that direction. IPFM, by the way, the International Panel on Fissile Materials, Dr. Pardwig is a part of it, concluded that many years ago, but it's heartening to note others also reinforcing that view. So I recognize that what the scope of the study was and where you were aiming for, you have primarily highlighted two subcategories of stocks, either those declared excess by in fissile material form, plutonium or HEU form, or released from dismantled warheads. So you've primarily focused on these two and not others. Could you explain why? Because there's also fissile material which has not yet been weaponized, which is not necessarily declared excess, which might not necessarily be in weapons-grade form, but still weapons-usable form, and why you did not focus too much on that. Also, where do you say that stocks could be, or fissile material released from warheads or declared excess voluntarily could be moved to civilian or programs or to non-explosive military purposes. It is important to recognize that provided those programs are safeguarded, because for instance, for the nuclear armed states, there is a sector of, unlike Pakistan's, where the civilian program is unsafeguarded. And no country has a safeguarded naval propulsion program. So it serves no purpose simply moving them to an unsafeguarded civilian program or a naval propulsion program unless those are safeguarded. Also, have you given any thought to use of material that is, whether it's surplus or in whichever form, being used to breed more fissile material? Used to breed fissile material in fast neutron reactors. And one last thing, for what you are proposing in the end, whether I did not get the chance to read this report before, I just scanned through it now. I will follow it up with my colleagues in Capital also and maybe have more questions later. But what you propose in the end, that this could either take form of a voluntary unilateral declaration or a bilateral or multilateral arrangement, but you do not focus too much on a multilateral treaty arrangement. Could you shed some light on that also and why? Thank you so much.